You're listening to Arts and More. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Now here's a question. When I say magic, what image goes through your head? Probably a big theater with a man standing center stage, tux, white gloves, top hat, you know the deal. What you likely wouldn't imagine is a little camp in the middle of the woods. Yet drive down a short gravel road in Marshall, and here we are.
Say a magic word.
Pigs fly.
Pigs fly. Wait, that's a good magic word. Turn over all the top cards and see if something tricky happened.
This is Camp Abracadabra. It's an annual summer camp from the American Museum of Magic, held at Wilder Creek Conservation Club. Today, instructor and professional magician John Dudley is teaching the roughly dozen students here a classic card trick. How to shuffle the cards, split them up into four piles, and then...
One ace, two ace, three ace, four ace, the amazing Gianna. Pigs fly. I love that.
So how did this camp end up here? Well, Abby Albright, who's on the board of directors for the Magic Museum, explains. About 5 years ago, the museum had a problem. Even in Marshall, nobody really knew it existed. So Albright was given the task of creating a magic camp as a kind of outreach effort. She searched all over the world to find the best program to base her camp on. What she found was a place called Sorcerer's Safari in the middle of a park in Ontario, Canada. The rural setting was perfect.
And so I looked at all of this. It was very rustic. They always, every day, captured the flag and they ran around. And then they broke off into different groups to do card tricks or mentalism or various things. But I was so impressed. And in my own mind, I said, well, you know, you want something fun and you want it educational and campy. So that's how the whole campy thing came about.
Okay, so I'll just take the deck of cards right here.
It was the magic that brought Marshall 8th grader Jacob Maples here 3 years ago. He says when he first got here, he was a little scared.
No, I mean, I was kind of shy. My first day of school, I was always like the one that wouldn't, like they wouldn't want be like in the back of the room. I'd be all like, Jacob, you want to answer a question? I'd be like this. I'd just sit there, quiet.
But when you watch Jacob 3 years later, he's transformed. He laughs and plays and helps other kids out. And he brags to me about all his magic tricks, including a fancy one where he makes a ball seemingly appear underneath an audience member. He says all these performances have changed him.
Like my friends, when I work with them, are always the shy ones. And I'm sitting there and I just like talk away.
The camp's teachers say that's a big goal, getting kids to open up. On the last day of camp, all the students give a big magic performance in front of everybody. The kids dress up and give themselves a brand new magician's stage name. They already gave me a sneak peek at a few potential names, and they're great. There's Bailey the Bamboozler, the Great Davidini, and my favorite, the Apple Turnover. Now, magician John Dudley says it's all little stuff, but by the end of the week, it adds up.
It's like, I practice, I can't get it. But somehow within sight of a week, it just clicks and they go, oh, I get it. And so now because they understand the magic trick, now their personality comes out. They've got that little boost in their ego and their abilities and they're ready to let go.
And of course, because this is a camp run by a museum, you've got to teach a little magic history too, about magicians like Carter the Great and Chung Ling Su.
And you can learn the magic tricks, but you know, once you appreciate where you came from, where the magic came from, and those magicians before you, it just kind of puts, it kind of solidifies everything that you've been practicing and learning. It's like there's something more to this thing than just doing magic tricks.
The lessons seem to be sinking in. Though most of these students have barely made it into middle school, every single one I talk to says they want to be a magician, mostly.
It's either that or like video game designer. I mean, I love video games, but I think the magician would be really cool because I can make a little more money. Like, I have some good jokes. I mean, not a lot of them, but I have pretty good ones.
Some jokes and a few tricks sounds like a good start. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.